I told you I'd be right back. It's Mile High Magazine, and I am Murphy Houston. Happy Sunday morning. We're glad you are here with us. And joining us now is Sigri Strand, who is the curator of Platforum. And Sigri, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been in Denver a long, long time, and I always say this when I do these interviews. I think I'm a cocky guy, and I know everything about Denver. And no, I don't. I don't know everything. And I don't know anything about the Platforum. So we'll talk about that, but I know you got a big exhibition coming up called The Oracle of AI, which sounds really intriguing with all the AI conversation going on now. But let's talk about Platform and what it's about, and then let's talk about The Oracle of AI. So it's all yours, Sigri.
Sure, yeah. So Platform, we're a nonprofit organization. We have two sides to our programming. We have high school interns who work with our resident artists. So we have professional artists who are working with high schoolers to give them a broad understanding of art, and we have wraparound services for our interns, and we have all kinds of amazing programs. But what I'm here to talk about today is our next exhibition by resident artist Palace Van Horn that's opening on November 3rd.
And that's The Oracle of AI.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, you said that Palace is a local artist?
They are, yeah. So they work up in at the University of Colorado Boulder.
Okay.
And they're a PhD candidate. So they have been working with all of this, you know, AI technology research. And they are bringing that sort of research and commentary to this exhibition, which is opening on Friday, November 3rd. The Oracle of AI is really discussing how we are all kind of putting a lot of trust in our computers and how we are bringing a lot of our sort of problems and thoughts and ideas and trust into our computers, and maybe trusting them too much, I think, is the commentary that Palace has been bringing to this exhibition.
Well, it sounds really on top of things, because as I just said a moment ago, that's all you hear about now is AI. In fact, we here in the radio business have been warned by our company, because AI, mm-hmm. people can steal our voices off the radio and use them for heaven knows what. And mm-hmm. we have to be very careful. That's kind of a frightening thought, though, that whole concept, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think Palace is really into, you know, exploring these ideas and finding a place that's comfortable for everyone to work with machines and computers and machine learning. And so they are very cognizant of the whole conversation and really just want to explore it further with the public. So this, you know, they have created a sphere that is representing an oracle. And so they're inviting the public to come in and, you know, discuss and be vulnerable and talk about what relationship we're building with AI.
Well, so that's the art part, right? This oracle thing?
Correct.
That's,
yes, exactly.
So they're tying this all together, the art with the discussion.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
And then there's even going to be a performance art piece where there's going to be someone who's selling this idea of self-help while you sleep through AI.
Really?
And so there, yes, yeah. So there's going to be an interesting performance art element to that as well.
Now we need
in
to
the evening of the opening.
We need to let people know that evening of the opening, which you said is on November 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Platform. It's free. Am I right about that?
It is free, yeah. So all of our opening exhibitions are always free. We encourage everyone to come down to our Annex Gallery, which is at 3575 Ringsby Court in Denver, Colorado, 80216. It's part of the Taxi Campus, so it's a new development in the Rhino Arts District along the river. So we're back on the Platte, which is, you know, part of our namesake.
Right.
We've been an organization for 20 years, and we started off in that riverfront park area of town, and now we're back on the Platte over in the Taxi Campus.
So you guys have been around for 20 years?
Yeah, we have. 2002, we were founded by Judy Anderson. And so, yeah, we've been around 20 years, almost 21 now.
Well, how did that all start? Now I'm really intrigued. 20 years. I've been here 30 years. I mean, that's a long time. So how did it all begin then?
Sure. So Judy Anderson was an artist who really saw a need for a residency program in Denver, and then also was noticing that the arts were being underfunded in schools, and really wanted to pair this idea of bringing resident artists, you know, professional artists, to work with students who weren't getting that access to arts in schools anymore. And so 20 years ago, she got the funding to start up, and like I said, in the Riverfront Park area near the REI downtown. And you know, started with a residency program and got students in and got them involved. And it's, you know, evolved over the years ever since.
Wow, what an intriguing story that is. And think how many high schoolers that she's helped over the years.
I know. It's pretty incredible what we've seen our students go on to do as well.
So let me ask this. Now I'm going all nuts here with other questions popping into my head about what's going on. So the Pauly, we call Paulus Pauly. Is that the nickname?
Paulus.
Yeah,
sorry,
Paulus. That's all right. I'm looking at my notes here. It says Pauly's. And was he involved with this program at a younger age?
You know, they weren't. They came from the East Coast.
Okay.
And then had, you know, studied at Oberlin and now are a researcher at University of Colorado Boulder.
Well, tell us more about Paulus. What's the background there then?
So Paulus is, like I said, a researcher. They are a multimedia artist and technology researcher, and they also teach at the University of Colorado Boulder. Their creative practice covers artificial intelligence, machine learning, game design, large-scale audiovisual installations, and they're working on their PhD. Like
well, and what's the inspiration there? I mean, every artist has an inspiration.
You know, they started out as a sound artist, from what I understand, and have over the years gotten involved in this technology research, working on game design and artificial intelligence. And I think that they're just really exploring where we're putting our trust in our computers and how we're becoming so much more intimately involved in our computers and almost less, you know, interested in what's going on in the world outside. And so I think this is really a challenge for all of us to think through and discuss with one another and come together in a public forum and think through these ideas and talk them through with someone who's actually been doing the research on this technology that's coming out.
Boy, we all need that education, too, because we all walk around going, what is this AI thing and what's happening here? This could be a real education, right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, and that's why we chose Paulus as an artist this round, because we just felt like this was really in the zeitgeist. This is something everyone's discussing. And so what a great way to bring this conversation forward.
Absolutely correct. And the art part of it, working in the artwork, what an interesting combination there. And the Oracle, can you describe the Oracle?
Yeah, so they're creating a sphere that this was, this design is really inspired by something that was part of the New York World's Fair in 1939, where they created a trilon and perisphere. So that looks like, you know, essentially a pyramid where a sphere is on top. And the hope was that it would build a utopian city of the future. So they've taken inspiration from that New York World's Fair and are creating a sphere and trilon that will be part of the exhibition. You'll walk up to that and you'll have the opportunity to, you know, discuss your thoughts and hopes for the future with the Oracle.
Wow. Is it huge?
Yeah.
Is it big?
It's not huge. It's not huge like it was at the New York Fair, but it does take up a good chunk of the exhibition. And we're putting it into a corner of the gallery to sort of elevate it and give it focus.
Well, it sounds really intriguing. We're talking with Sigri Strand, the curator of Platt Forum Annex Gallery down in Rigsby Court, down in the, where'd you say that was, in the Rhino area, Sigri?
Yeah, in the Rhino Arts District.
Yeah, beautiful.
In the Taxi Campus.
So the exhibition is The Oracle of AI, and it arrives on November 3rd. The free night is opening night at 6 to 8 p.m. And I want to back up a little bit because I've raised four kids. I got grandkids that are in high school. This whole high school internship is, talk about that. How does that art lab thing work? Because it sounds really cool for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, like I said, we have 50 art lab interns now at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have broken them up into two cohorts, and so there's 25 of them at a time working on Saturdays with our resident artists. We have all kinds of wraparound services for our students as well. They are paid a stipend, and we were just actually able to raise the stipend from $10 an hour to $11 an hour.
Wow, that's a good salary. Holy cow.
It is. It's not bad for, you know, a high school intern. We really believe it's equitable and helpful for our students to be paid. We are trying to offer them opportunities And, you know, a lot of our students have to have part-time jobs while they're in high school. And so we want them to be able to support themselves and their families with these stipends. We're really excited that we were able to give them a little bit of a raise because of a grant that we received from the Vera and Joseph Dresner Foundation.
Excellent.
Which was for $49,500. So excellent. Thank you to that foundation.
Yes. So what are the backgrounds of these high school students? Is it artwork? Is it, well, you're going to talk about AI. Is it the technical stuff? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, they all apply to become interns, and then we do interviews and sort of gauge their interest and their level of commitment. Those applications open up in January, and if anyone has a high schooler who might be interested in learning the whole gamut of art, they really do get exposed to everything from painting to artificial intelligence, gaming, you know, machine learning, video art. So we do everything from the traditional arts all the way to all of the current media arts.
So,
and they're with us for so when they apply, usually in their sophomore year, or, you know, they would apply as a freshman and come in as a sophomore, and then they're with us through their high school career.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is a full-time gig here.
Well, it's, you know, it's not a full-time gig, but it is. The hope is that we help them graduate high school and give them all of the skills and the confidence to go out into the world as well-equipped adults.
So are the other, how far out in high school? I mean, is all local high schools? Does it go out into rural areas or any high school?
Well, we are pretty much in the Denver metro area since the students have to travel to meet us at our art lab offices,
right,
which are at 2700 Arapahoe, again, in that Rhino Arts District area.
Wow, that sounds like cool stuff. And do they apply directly to you, or do they go through a counselor at their high school, or how does that work for them?
We are connected with a lot of the area high schools, and we do try to let a lot of our, you know, art teachers in the area know that we exist, and for them to, you know, bring students they think would be, you know, excited about this opportunity. And so if there are high schools out there who know they have students who would be interested, we encourage you to reach out, because we can always come and do a presentation for your school. But yeah, again, that application opens in January every year.
So you must have like a website now where people can go. Now we're intriguing them about your exhibitions coming up and the kids. Where do they go? Where do they find more information about what you're doing?
Yeah, so platforum.org, that's platteforum.org is our platform's website.
And what kind of information will we find there?
So everything from, you know, a little bit more about Art Lab and what all we offer. You know, we offer therapy, we offer case management, we have a food pantry. We really try to surround our students with all of the support that they need to graduate high school. And then, of course, we have all the information about our residency. And for any potential artists out there who might want to apply to become a resident artist, we have information about that, as well as upcoming exhibitions and all of our other programs.
Good job, Sigri. Now I've learned a lot. You've educated me, the old guy here. My goodness. Sigri Strang, curator of Platforum. Now, it's the Oracle of AI. It's hitting there over at the Platforum on Friday, November 3rd, free from 6 to 8 p.m. Do you need to make a reservation? Free is going to flock some people down there.
You know, you don't have to make a reservation. It's open from 6 to 8 p.m. to come through. We always offer a little bit of wine and beer for the adults, and snacks and drinks for anyone under 21. We come together, we talk about the exhibition, and of course we let our attendees experience the exhibition. So come on down.
It sounds like fun. The Platforum Annex Gallery, 3575 Ringsby Court in the Denver area, of course, and Rhino area, more specifically. And I would get down there. This sounds most intriguing, the Oracle of AI. And Sigri, thanks so much for coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. Thank you, Murphy.
Good to get the word out. That's what we like to do here. And that's a good word to get out. Thank you. And thank you guys, too. It's Mile High Magazine. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you again next week right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.